Well, this story takes place in fairy tale country, I think. I think the name of the country remains anonymous. Although the situation could apply to I think every society. And the inhabitants of this place take the shape of square men. And I think the community is a very tight, close-knit community where everybody knows each other. And the little square men are walking down the street saying hello, taking their caps off and having a nice little chat. And one particular day, this one man walking down the street, and he stops and stares when he sees that there's a man in the shape of a round ball walking past. So he says to one of his friends that's walking past, he says, "Hey, look at this guy. He's not one of us. He's doesn't belong to this community. He's doesn't look like us. He's a round man." And this guy turns around and says, "Yeah, that's true. He's a bit strange." And they look back in disbelief and watch him, and after a certain moment they start touching him, and they think, "What kind of a person is this?" and touch him and prod him, and realize that as he's a round man he can bounce. So they start bouncing this man and having fun and joking around, and this happens for a while until they come across some other round men. So these two square guys are confronted with three round men. So they think, "Ooh, this isn't one." And the round guys start playing with these square men because they find out that they're in the shape of dice. So they start playing with these dice and twirling them around and kicking them up in the air. And then they kick them back into their own little community. And so the square men call some of their friends, call some more square men, and they form their own little army. Meanwhile, the round men are doing the same. They whistle and shout and scream for some of their friends. And so the two armies form, and they get into action. The square men are standing on top of each other, and the round little men are also laid on top of each other, and they advance like an army, the opposition advancing against the good guys and the bad guys, and they start fighting. And at first they just they don't have any weapons at all, they just use their own strength, and the two camps, if you like, advance. But the square guys are conquering the round men. So what happens is that the round men start using weapons because they realize that with their own strength and with just words they're not achieving anything. So the round men start using catapults, and so the square men decide then that, well, if they're using catapults, we're going to use weapons as well. So they start firing at them with cannons, I think, and the whole battle gets more and more violent as the two armies load the weapons and start attacking each other. But all that happens in the end is that the men are dying, and they go up to heaven, and they lose, and they come back down from heaven, but they've lost. The round men are in the shape of square men, so everybody just looks the same because they've lost parts of their body, so that both camps look like each other. And some of the men that haven't been killed and are still fighting on the ground, well, one man in particular, he's wandering around and sees what he thinks is a round man killing one of his square men. So he's just about to attack this man, and the man looks up and realizes that he's a square man, and so he wanders off, leaving this man attacking a square man on the ground. And this happens for quite a while, when we say that the square man is just walking past everyone who's being battered, because everyone looks the same, so he can't distinguish between the two armies. And well, like I said, everybody looks the same as each other, and things return to normal, and everything, peace is restored, and men are walking down the street happily chatting and being friendly. And one particular day, the whole story starts up again when they see a triangular man walking down the street, and people start stopping and staring and saying, "Hey, who is this?" And the triangular man just stops and stares and sticks his tongue out as if to say, "Hey, I don't care. Everyone is the same." And that's it.